Not long after violence broke out in Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood in August, Governor Walker dispatched mobile job banks to the central city. He was responding to the calls for state help to address the lack of job opportunities in the area. Now, a half year later, phase two has begun. On Tuesday, the state announced it was providing several hundred thousand dollars to help train residents for jobs. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, people who live in the Sherman Park area could benefit.
Ray Allen made the announcement to about 100 people who packed into a room at Word of Hope Ministries on 40th and Center. Allen is secretary of the Department of Workforce Development. He says the $500,000 Wisconsin is providing should help prepare hundreds of Milwaukee residents for jobs.
They will benefit approximately 600 workers with 13 local employers in healthcare, childcare, food production, printing, construction, manufacturing.
Allen says several companies in Milwaukee's central city plan to hire the newly trained workers. Those employers include Master Lock and the St. Anne Center for Intergenerational Care. Other jobs would be located farther away, such as at Quad Graphics in West Allis. One organization that will house training sessions is Word of Hope Ministries. Bishop Charles McClellan says they'll be geared for people in the neighborhood.
We see it as an opportunity to impact lives, to improve families, and ultimately to deter crime, because jobs still remain a great asset to crime deterrent.
McClellan says the money will help train people in soft skills, such as how to write an effective resume and how to dress for the job. Right after the news conference, a couple dozen people went downstairs to the basement of the church where training was to begin. Benjamin Godbolt says he has a job but came to gather information for friends. Godbolt says he lives in the Sherman Park neighborhood and has noticed a difference since last summer's unrest.
I see a lot of people that's coming together more than I did before that happened, so that's a good thing. So hopefully with this program coming in now, a lot of people get employment and it'd be a lot of happy faces instead of sad faces.
One person who came to the church seeking employment is Cornetta Smith. She says she's grateful for the training money.
I found out that they give out jobs here some time ago. And I've told other people to come down here.
As for the first phase of the program, the mobile job center the state dispatched in summer, DWD Secretary Ray Allen says it was a success.
We've served a couple of hundred individuals. We're in the process of tracking them now. We know that a reasonable percentage of them have gotten jobs, but we're still gathering numbers on that.
The mobile office helped people search for jobs, apply for them, and connect with services they may need, such as childcare. Allen says the state will arrange for another mobile jobs bank to visit Milwaukee's central city next week. This one will help veterans find employment. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.